The Bunshaft Museum of Discovery is a popular destination for families to learn about science and the natural world. But many Miami Valley residents are unaware that behind the scenes, the museum has an extensive collection of artifacts from around the world. Community Voices producer Renee Wild takes us there.
It's 10 a.m. on a Friday morning, and the Bunshaft Museum of Discovery is jumping. Over a dozen school buses are lined up outside the building, and the parking lot is already filling up with cars full of families, here to view the exhibits. But I'm here for a special behind-the-scenes tour of the Bunshaft collections. The museum is home to around 1.7 million artifacts, most of which are in storage.
So we are officially behind the scenes.
I'm in a long corridor with Liz Fisher.
I am the registrar here, and I also do a lot of collection management as well.
Liz has led me into the heart of the museum, where curator of anthropology Bill Kennedy explains that stored within these rooms are the origins of the museum.
All these collections that we're seeing today started in 1893. We were part of the public library, and there was a room on the second floor where people were donating natural and cultural items.
The items were a representation of the travels and taste of Dayton's prominent citizens. As Dayton grew, so did the collections. And eventually, it became too big for the library to house.
This was something that was about to be lost. And it galvanized community leaders to say, this is worth doing.
So in 1952, the community got together and they formed the Dayton Society of Natural History. And eventually, a permanent home for the collection was built on Ridge Avenue. Next year, the museum will be celebrating the 125th anniversary of the collections with a special exhibit that highlights five major geographical regions and the donors who collected in those regions.
Most of our Egyptian collection came from a single donor. His name was J. Morton Howell, a name that would have been well known in Dayton at the turn of the century. He also happened to be friends with President Harding. So Howell was sent to Egypt as our first ambassador.
The museum collections are kept in climate-controlled rooms to preserve the artifacts. There are long rows of vaults that open up to reveal sliding drawers filled with individual artifacts wrapped in archival paper.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So what you're seeing are some of the items from our small Egyptian collection, materials from ancient Egypt, and the drawer we're looking at has two mummy hands.
It's a really small hand.
There's also some animal mummies in here. This is the mummy of a cat. This is the foot of a mummy.
Bill explains how the museum's collection is a microcosm of Dayton's community.
It's a cultural institution the community has been involved in since its founding. It's a collection that really reflects the ethnicity and interests of the community in which it's embedded.
Lieutenant Colonel George Gunkel, he collected primarily in the Philippines in the early 1900s. He was stationed over there as a dental surgeon post-Spanish-American War, him and his wife. And while they were over there, they collected hundreds of pieces from that culture. And then what I have set out here for us is samurai armor that was donated to us in 1946. So we have this sleeve, which is probably one of my favorite parts of the armor just because it's so intricate and it has the chainmail on it with the gold colored hand as well as the different motifs on it. It's just beautiful, I think. It's just really intricate work.
Less than 5% of the museum's collections are currently on display.
Some objects have never been exhibited or rarely, like the samurai armor, because it is very fragile. Every time you're putting something on display, you're damaging it. Every minute that it's exposed to UV light, every change in humidity, every change in temperature is at a very tiny microscopic level changing the status of that object. So it is not a good idea to keep things on continuous display. Some things end up that way, like our mummy.
Next year's Explorers and Egyptian exhibits will bring about 400 objects out of storage and into the public, some for the very first time. But the museum also offers private tours of the collections.
People can reserve and through our website, something we charge for, of course, but it's something we also customize to the interests of people as best as we can. If someone says, I want to see what you have from France. Well, we have zero from France, and that's not part of our collecting scope, so that's going to be a short tour. But I have other things that might be of equal or greater interest.
For WYSO's Culture Couch, I'm Renee Wild, behind the scenes at the Boonshoff Museum of Discovery.
You can see photos of the samurai armor and the mummy hand on our website, wyso.org. Culture Couch is made possible through a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.